From the clouds of the highest mountains, from the corners of the earth, two men have traveled leagues to bring you welcome to the Eagle Boys, Drew Ladd and Nick Huber. Overkill.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Eagle Boys. Once again, my name is Nick.
My name is Drew.
And today, it's just us again.
You know?
Just us, man.
Just two eagles.
Two eagles in the night.
In one room.
Three eagles in the night. We got Will with us here. Got Will, our tech man, up in here with us.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna be on the side making some commentary.
Yep.
Anything?
Are you ready to vote?
Am I ready to vote? Am I registered? Is that what you're asking?
You know, I have a feeling that you're going to vote for Harris. I'm just fucking with you.
I might smack the literal shit out of you. Right. In fact, where's my drink? I need a drink after that.
Yep. Sorry about that, buddy.
No, I'm pretty, you know, I don't hide who I'm voting for. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Not even on this show. I don't. Yeah. You know, there's no reason to hide it. If you ask me, there ain't no reason to hide it.
Yeah. I think there is.
Why
a
are
reason.
You going to be ashamed of who you're voting for? You know what I mean?
Well, I think a lot of people just even... It's crazy because a lot of people, they just hear that you might like Trump and then they're instantly like, fuck you,
Just say like, you're a racist, you're a fucking bigot and all that. And I'm just like, no, I just like did my research.
You know, I think it's because you could say the same thing about Democrats about...
Oh, you could definitely say the same thing.
About a lot of like, okay, for example, Black Lives Matter. It was a fucking catastrophe. It was horrible. They stole all that money.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, a liberal thing. Now, it's not tied to the Democratic Party. But I think that's a good example of how people on the left can be led astray.
They can. And, well, people on the right can, too. I'm not going to sit here and act like that we're not idiots sometimes.
Too. That's true. I think everyone can. Yeah. But I don't agree with people on the far right. I don't agree with people on the far left. I would describe I would describe myself as like a libertarian moderate, if you can combine those two.
Yeah. I do find my opinions a little bit more far right, but yeah. I do have liberal opinions.
Yeah, which
like all right,
which is most people. Most average fucking people don't like the two-party system because it's crazy because one side is like in power and the other side is like constantly trying to get power. So there's always this like dynamic. People used to never give a fuck. Back in the day,
people didn't give two shits.
When we were kids, dude, you could be friends with like a Democrat or Republican and it was
fine.
Nobody
cared.
No one like it wasn't
cared.
That big of a deal.
You know.
But now it's so charged now. It's so weird.
I don't know because my family when I was growing up they were, you know, obviously a very Republican household I was raised in, but like they would, my mom got into political arguments with people when I was younger. I watched her do it.
I mean, people will always argue about politics.
But not just like any like typical, like we're just like having a conversation argument. Like, no, they would get angry with each other.
I mean, that's why you're not supposed to talk about politics with strangers.
Yes.
But
I don't. That's like a number one rule of mine.
Okay. For example, Colin is a Democrat. You know, and I am...
No, he's a leftist.
He's a leftist, and I'm like a moderate.
Or is he a leftist?
But like, just because I don't agree with everything he says, we're still friends. Like,
no,
fuck
yeah,
it.
Exactly. Like, you know, I still wanted him to have him on the show, even though, yeah, his opinions do sway from mine.
Because at the end of the day, absolute power corrupts absolutely. The government's going to fuck you either way.
No diddy.
Whether it's... God damn it.
We had to add it, bro. We had to say it at one point.
But yeah, I think we got an opening clip here for us.
Let's
go ahead and start the show.
You said let's start the show real quick.
Yeah, I got some hot shit for you guys.
Oh my god, yeah.
Oh shit.
Wait. Are you screen recording? Okay, good.
Hit the police with the switch.
There we go. PA. We go ahead real quick. Let's stop this.
Oh shit. He really did hit him with the switch.
Go.
Dude, that's a Glock 18, bro. That's a switched up Glock 18.
I think that was automatic. I don't think you can make a Glock automatic, can you?
Yeah, you can. You can make Glock automatic.
Oh, okay.
Glock switches? Dude, you know...
Very illegal.
Extremely illegal. Actually, you... Just go. Just get his ass. Get his ass, dude.
They got balls for chasing after him.
Some balls. That's why I could never be a police officer.
They probably used up all their bullets, though. They probably shot their whole fucking
mag.
You
don't think they got spare mags?
I mean, maybe they didn't know that they were going to be pulled up on.
Well, you never know. No, but that's one thing, like the Glock switches, dude, because I've expressed to my dad a few times that I want to get a Glock, you know?
They're nice guns.
They're nice guns. But, like, then I also had a 3D printer, right?
They have, like, a square frame, so when you shoot them, I like the square frame.
I love the square frame. I just love the look of them.
I'm pretty sure, like Sig Sauer, they have a rounded frame when you shoot it. Or I have a TP9 Elite. And it's got a rounded
also a
frame.
1911 real rounded.
Yeah, and I just prefer like I liked the sights on the square frame.
Yes, I do like the sights on those as well.
It makes it a little bit easier to aim. I could be wrong. Though.
Also, the grip. I don't know. Maybe I'm weird about that. The grip on a Glock is like perfect.
Yeah, it's got that grippy Glock.
Yeah, that grippy Glock 3 down here.
Oh my god.
No, but like. I told my dad that I wanted a Glock, right? Mm-hmm. And he knew I had a 3D printer. And he was just like, if anyone asks you to print a switch for Glock, don't do it. And I got kind of mad because I was just like, I'm pretty retarded, but I ain't that retarded.
Especially now, dude. You know? You don't want to get in trouble now.
No.
Life of crime is for the weak.
It's for the weak. For the weak, for the fucking simple-minded.
I mean, dude, people who are, like, you know, selling drugs and shit, you do make a bunch of money, sure.
Sure, but, like...
But but everyone gets caught eventually.
Everyone gets caught eventually.
Maybe some people don't, but everyone gets caught eventually.
I know people who've gotten away with it, but, like, it's only because they
got out... Even if you get away with it...
It's only because they got out at the right time.
They still have notes on you. Officers and like police stations, they have notes on
they
people.
Know about you. Like you, they right. might not have done anything about you yet, but they know about you.
Right, exactly. So I was thinking about taking the show in a different direction. We have a couple stories prepared for everyone.
We do.
Because I've been looking into UFOs and strange incidents that have happened.
Strange incidents.
Yep.
So it looks like what you got for us today is the Allegrash abductions. The ambience.
Yeah, just fucked me up.
I was not ready for the ambience.
No, it's good. Go ahead. It really sets the mood.
It really sets it. Okay.
Focus. I'm going to shut up.
The abduction is one of the most compelling and controversial U.S. UFO abduction cases in American history. It involves the alleged abduction of four young men during a camping trip in the Allegrash Wilderness Waterway in Maine of 1976. Getting a little ASMR up in here. I'm going to do a little of that.
I'm going to report you.
To the authorities.
Have you been talking to Diddy?
Maybe. The case gained prominence in the 1990s, particularly after the individuals involved underwent hypnosis. Hypnosis. This is really getting to me.
My God.
And revealed their harrowing experiences. This account details the events leading up to the abduction, the aftermath, and the ongoing debates surrounding the incident. Little background. In summer of 1976, four friends, Jim Weiner, his name is definitely Weiner, you can't tell me otherwise.
Weiner.
Jim Weiner. I'm going to call it Weiner.
I just told you otherwise. It might be Weiner, I don't know.
Jim Weiner. We're just going to say it's Weiner. Jim Weiner, Charlie Fultz, Jack W., and John McCulloch decide to embark on a week-long camping and canoeing trip in the Allegrash Wilderness. All were students of the University of Massachusetts, known for their adventurous spirit. The group was well prepared for their journey.
Don't trump it up. God damn it. God damn it. Just say it how it says, okay? God damn it.
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. The group was well equipped for their journey, equipped with the camping gear, food, and canoes, eager to explore the pristine wilderness. On the night of August 27th, while camping near a secluded area in the Allagrash Waterway, the group decided to have a night of stargazing by the campfire. They were captivated by the stunning night sky and isolation of their surroundings, which made it easy to feel a connection to nature. After some time, however, they noticed an unusually bright light in the sky that seemed to be moving towards them. The encounter. As the light approached, it became apparent that this was not an ordinary aircraft. The object hovered slightly above the tree line, casting a beam of light that illuminated the campsite. The friends, initially curious and excited, quickly became apprehensive. The object changed shape and size, prompting the group to decide to investigate further. The next thing they remember is a collective blank spot in their memories. Under hypnosis years later, they would recount vivid details of what happened next. The group claimed that they were taken aboard a spacecraft where they underwent a series of strange and disturbing experiments. Anal probes. Each man described the subject being subjugated to medical examinations by small humanoid beings who stuck their hands up their butts.
Dude, think if you got your anus blown out by an alien.
Dude, that's what I'm saying,
dude.
Oh
my God.
Often referred to as the Greys. Characterized by large heads and big black eyes. Hypnosis and revelations. In the early 1990s, Wiener is his name.
Wiener. One Wiener
next to another
Wiener. Wiener.
Wiener party. Suave Wiener in my face.
Nice and soft.
Anyway.
Not erect.
They sought to seek help from a hypnotherapist, Dr. John Mack, who was known for his work on alien abduction cases. During sessions, each man recounted similar experiences, despite not discussing the details with each other prior to the hypnosis. Their accounts included examinations and procedures. The men described being subjugated to various tests, including physical examinations that involved up the ass penetration, strange instruments and procedures, is actually what it read. They reported feeling fear and confusion during these encounters. Communication with beings. The beings allegedly communicated telepathically, conveying their feelings rather than words. The men felt that they were being they were trying to understand them, but there was an impression of some sort of purpose behind their examination. Emotional impact. I'm traumatized. The experience left the men feeling a strange range of emotions. Fear, confusion, a sense of being chosen for something significant. They described feeling helpless and the anxiety that lingered long after the hypnosis sessions. The sessions revealed strikingly similar details among the four men, leading to greater public interest in the story. Each man's account validates the other, forming a comprehensive narrative that is both eerie and compelling. Jack would tell his wife, Mary, I was starting to have nightmares, really terrible nightmares that I could not explain. I found myself in a very bright lit room. I had no idea where I was or why I was there. To my left, I saw my brother Jim, Chuck Rack, and Charlie Fultz sitting on some sort of bench, and they were all naked. They were naked as fuck, girl.
Dirty boys.
They were dirty boys. They were naked as fuck, boy.
Wiener party.
Wiener party. Wiener party. Anyway.
All the soft wieners.
All the soft wieners. Nice and soft.
I wonder if one of them, like...
wrecked wieners.
What if one of them got, like, turned on by the alien, just rock hard on on the alien bench?
Hard as fuck while they were getting penetrated.
Oh, I hope he probes me again.
For their examinations. Hard as fuck. I bet you.
Oh my god!
Every amount of money. If that was a question that they included in the hypnosis therapy, they one of them would have said that they
did
were
you,
rock hard.
Did you enjoy the anal probing?
Oh, one of them would have said they were rock hard.
Yeah,
one of them. Anyway, where was I at? Charlie Fultz sitting in some type of bench, and they were all naked, naked as fuck. I was wondering why they weren't helping me because I felt like I was in danger. And while I'm trying to figure this out, I notice a figure or a dark shadowy type figure emerging from this light, this bright light in front of me. I would wake up sweating and breathing heavily in just a state of terror and shock.
He probably is a redneck, so he would have been like, I would wake up sweating and breathing heavily.
Yeah, because that's a literal quote. That's a literal quote that guy said, that Jack said. In 1988, Jack's twin brother Jim confessed that he too was haunted by Jesus Christ. I need to stop drinking.
By exactly the same
nightmares. there were always certain elements of that dream that were the same. Some type of creature being helpless, being violated in the anus was the feeling I often woke up with. Media attention and public reaction. The Allagash
I'm pretty sure it's Allagash.
Allagash? Is it Allagash?
I think so.
Allagash. I was adding an R. Yeah, there's no R in that. Allagash. Allagash, everybody. That's what it is. Allagash. The Allagash abductions case gained national attention after being featured in various UFO documentaries and programs, including Unsolved Mysteries and the book Abduction, Human Encounters with the Aliens by Dr. John Mack. The media portrayal often sensationalized the events leading... Yeah, well, yeah, because every... Dude, they Hollywood up everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it could have been a dream this guy had, but, like, so many people believed him that, you know, they Hollywood it up and, like, showed you pictures of the motherfucking getting abducted and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Anyway. The media portrayal is often sensationalized by the events, leading to both fascination and skepticism. Critics of the Allagash case have pointed to several factors. There's a possibility of memory reconstruction. What the fuck? Skeptics argue that the hypnosis sessions may have led to reconstruction of false memories. I could see that. They suggest that the men's accounts could often be influenced by popular culture's depiction of UFOs and whatever. There is also the lack of evidence, which obviously, I mean, we had those motherfuckers in New Mexico, or was it Mexico? Or was it New Mexico?
Yeah, it was New Mexico.
Yeah, that showed off those like corpses or something.
That was recently debunked.
But that was, they swore under oath in front of a government office.
Yeah.
I don't know that much about it.
Yeah, I don't. I can't comment.
We're going to have to cover that on another
one. We're going to cover that on another one.
Yeah,
anyway,
we'll cover that.
Anyway, unlike some other abduction cases, there was no physical evidence such as the unexplained marks on a body or material traces left behind. Critics questioned the validity of the experience without corroborating physical evidence. I get that. I totally get that. I'm a man of evidence. Finally, we have group dynamics. Some psychologists argue that the men being close friends may have influenced each other in their memories. The power of suggestion could have played a role in shaping the recollections. Despite the skepticism, the case has become a significant part of UFO lore. The story resonates with many who are fascinated by the possibility of extraterrestrial life and the experiences of those who have claimed to have encountered it. The aftermath and the ongoing impact. In the years following the revelation, the men have remained active in sharing their story, participating in conferences, and speaking to UFO enthusiasts. They have expressed the emotional toll that they have experienced, or the experiences taken on their lives, including the anxiety and fear that arose from the encounter. The Allagash abductions remains a powerful narrative within the broader context of UFO abduction.
You cannot get that name right.
I can't get that name right, dude. I can't do it. I've tried like 30 times at this point. I can't do it. It raises essential questions about the nature of consciousness, memory, and the possibility of life beyond Earth. Cultural reflection. The Allagash... Did I get it right?
Allagash.
The Allagash abductions has not only contributed to discussion of extraterrestrial encounters, but also reflects societal fascination with the unknown. The phenomenon of alien abductions has been explored in literature, film, and television, often blurring the lines between reality and fiction. The case continues to inspire researchers, writers, and enthusiasts to explore the boundaries of human experience and potential implications of contact with otherworldly beings. As technology advances and scientific inquiries continue, the quest to understand such phenomena may yield new insights into the nature of consciousness and our place in the universe. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Wonderful. So the next incident is very interesting. It's called the Dyatlov, I think that's how you pronounce it. The Dyatlov Pass incident. I can't say this one right either. God damn it.
Dyatlov.
I don't know.
Dyatlov.
The incident.
Dyatlov. Sorry.
Dyatlov. He's got a fatty on that mountain.
Got a fat ass on that mountain, dude.
The incident refers to the mysterious deaths of 9 experienced hikers in the Ural Mountains, Siberia, of Soviet Russia. God damn it. I thought this would be easier, dude.
Russia.
God damn it. Okay. Of Soviet Russia in 1959. The case has sparked various theories and widespread intrigue due to the unusual circumstances surrounding the hikers' deaths. Here's a detailed overview of everything that happened. The hikers, led by Igor Dyatlov, consisted of 9 members who were students or graduates of the Ural Polytechnic Institute.
I think that's
Ural Polytechnic Institute. They set out on a skiing expedition in late January 1959, intending to reach Otorten Mountain. The 7 men and 2 women were healthy and fit, ready to take on the challenge. They knew how to mountain climb and ski and hike proficiently. Dyatlov told friends that he would send them a telegram on his return. That message was never sent. The group faced difficult conditions at the start of their journey, including harsh winter weather. They were very well prepared and experienced in survival techniques.
Okay, I'm sorry, but why does this sound like a D&D like campaign?
It kind of does a little bit.
Why does it sound like that?
Yeah, it does. They were,
you know, yeah. I just really had to get that off my chest. Anyway, go on.
It was a scientific D&D. On February 1st, after setting up camp on the slopes of Kolat Siakol.
That's what I'm saying. It means dead mountain, dude. That sounds like some shit you'd hear in D&D.
Meaning dead mountain in Mansi. They perished under mysterious circumstances. They were hit with harsh winds and had to navigate off course and accidentally ended up on a mountain called... Holy fuck, I can't say that.
Oh. Holy shit, look at all those consonants and vowels.
Kolatsyugl, which held indigenous people. They took many pictures to document their journey.
Okay, but did they find them?
What?
They find the pictures? Oh, is that it up there?
Yeah, I had a link to all the pictures.
Oh, shit. Wait a minute. Go on. I think I heard this one before.
The tent was found. Excuse me. After failing to send a telegram from their destination, a search party was sent out in mid-February. The tent was found on February 26, 1959, bizarrely cut open from the inside, with the hiker's belongings, including shoes and warm clothing, left behind.
Holy shit, I have heard this story.
The bodies were discovered over the following week, scattered across the area. Many showed signs of extreme trauma, and some had peculiar injuries. Some hikers had severe internal injuries similar to those caused by a car crash, while others had missing eyes and tongues. One body had radiation traces, which fueled speculation. The official cause of death for most was hypothermia, exacerbated by their exposure after leaving the tent. One of the most commonly accepted explanations is that an avalanche forced the hikers to flee their tent in a panic, leading to fatal injuries and hypothermia. Some speculate that the area was used for secret military tests, including parachute mines or chemical weapons, contributing to the trauma and unusual circumstances. A more fantastical theory involves an encounter with a yeti or wild animals, but this lacks credible evidence. A theory posits that infrasound from wind patterns could induce panic and disorientation, leading the group to flee their tent. Also, in extreme hypothermia, individuals may experience a false sense of heat prompting them to undress, which could explain the state of some of the bodies. There's a lack of evidence. Skeptics argue that many of the more outlandish theories lack solid evidence and that the natural explanations, like an avalanche, are more plausible. The Soviet government's initial investigation and subsequent reports were seen as incomplete, leading to distrust in the belief that information was being withheld. Some claims, such as the bodies having radiation or bizarre injuries, have been debated and scrutinized, while some suggesting they may have been exaggerated or misinterpreted by authorities. And that's it.
I couldn't tell you where I've heard this, like about this. But I know I have, like, I'm looking at these pictures right now that you got pulled up with this thing, and I know I've heard this somewhere.
Can you go on to the next picture? I don't know if you've been scrolling through them.
Yeah, he was scrolling through.
Oh, my God, look at...
Yeah, I was.
Dude, their eyeballs are out.
Dude, yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, they are fucked, bro.
Their eyeballs have been scraped out. That's insane.
Or maybe they were fucked out. That'd be cool.
By like some kind of horny yeti.
Some horny ass yeti, the one to fuck the eye holes. Oh no. Let me see your eye holes. I'm the eye hole man, and nobody gets a hand on my eye holes. You gotta try them, Morty.
Rick and Morty is the best.
You gotta try them, Morty. Every time you pull up a bowl, he comes in there and kicks the shit out of you, but they're worth it, Morty. They melt in your mouth.
Do you have a pet peeve or anything that really grinds your gears?
Are we not going to talk about what we just talked about, dude? How crazy is that,
I mean,
dog?
It's crazy, but, like, it's fucked and...
It's so fucked. Like, dude, could you imagine? Like, I think about instance like that, and then the first one that we explained about the UFO and shit like that, and, like, all right, let's be devil's advocate here. What if it was true? And nobody believes you. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
How would you feel about that?
Like if this happened to you?
Like, okay.
If you got abducted by an alien and no one believed you?
Nobody believed you.
No one would believe you.
No one would believe you.
So there's a guy named Travis something. I forget his name. But
Kelsey?
He has a pretty...
I'm sorry. I said that name on this show. I'm
no
so
one
sorry.
Would believe Travis Kelsey. But there's also a guy named... What's his cocksucking name? Bob Lazar. He is probably one of the most credible because he claims to have worked at Area 51. And he says that, dude, if we could get him on, holy fuck. But
that'd be fucking cool.
He said that they had him look at like a device, and the device could control gravity, and it killed someone. It like ripped someone's arm off in front of him.
I just want to butt in real quick. Bob Lazar said that Area 51 wasn't real. the company he worked for was the real Area 51.
Okay, okay.
Sorry, I knew Area 51 was a front.
I knew it was.
Well, he said that...
That's why all those dudes, like that... Remember that Facebook group where they all said they were going to run to Area 51 Naruto style? Did anyone else join that? I did. That was crazy.
But he...
Apparently 51 of them showed up.
He said that he brought people back to the area and they all witnessed a craft. He said that the U.S. government has crafts. And he said that he went on the inside of one of them, and it was only about 3 feet high. It was very small on the inside.
It's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, no, he has a really cool account on the Joe Rogan Experience. It's really interesting.
So, wait, Joe Rogan talked to this guy?
Yeah, like twice, I think.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And he's talked to Jeremy Cordell like 3 times, and he's...
My only thing about it... Okay.
He's an enthusiast.
All right, if aliens are out there doing this, why has it only happened to 4 people? You know what I mean?
No, it's happened to way more people than 4
I know,
people.
But like you get what I'm trying to say, right?
I mean, dude, I mean, the universe, we're on a floating rock in the middle of space, and there's fucking fireballs. There's fucking giant constant nuclear reactions happening in space. There's fucking black holes that suck entire galaxies. We're human beings on a rock in the middle of space. Anything is possible.
But also this I'm thinking about these dudes that you just read about that just like went up there and just like were dead. Like, you know what I mean? Just like one day showed up dead.
Well, the thing is that their bodies are all fucked up.
You know what I mean? Like, just not even like change history. Like, don't do anything about it. Don't save them.
Like a spirit.
Like, literally just be able to witness it without having to be there and change history. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but their bodies were scattered everywhere and they're all fucked up looking.
I know, but how?
That's a question.
But that's what I want to know. That's why I'm saying, like, fuck traveling back in time. Just show me. You know what I mean? That's it.
Yeah.
I don't need to go there. Just let me see it.
You know what's interesting about hypnosis, though, is that it doesn't really, like, it's not like mind control, but it puts you in a state of suggestion, and you have to want to be
hypnotized. But that's the thing about hypnosis I've always thought, is that it's all about direction. Like, obviously, okay, let's put this in perspective.
You can't be hypnotized if you don't want to be.
Let me put this in perspective here. Let me just put this in perspective. You're up on a stage in front of, let's say, 100 people.
What's our time?
Maybe half an hour.
Oh, okay.
Let me put this in perspective real quick, okay? You're put up on a stage in front of like 100 people, right?
Are you gay?
Motherfucker, that has nothing to do with it. God damn it.
When I stab my fingers, you'll forget you're
gay. When I stab my fingers, you forget that you're gay. You know what I mean? No, but like, dude, you're put up on a stage with like 100 people looking at you, right? Obviously, if somebody looks at you and says, like, okay, I'm going to do this, and then you're going to do this when I do this, right? You're going to comply because you got like 100 fucking people watching you. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's going to be a buzzkill and just sit there and be like, no, I'm not sleepy. I'm not falling asleep. The fuck is wrong with you? You know what I mean? Like, or when they do like that whole, you know, holding the shit in front of your face, all that. Yeah, you watch it because you're being suggested. You know, if dude just came up and started like waving that in your face, right? You'd probably smack it and be like, "The fuck out of here! What are you doing?"
Have you seen that video of that?
It's the power of suggestion.
He's like a professional hypnotizer, and he hypnotizes this woman, and he makes her have like, she has like fucking 10 orgasms. Have you seen that?
I've not.
Can we look that up real quick?
Possibly? I've not seen that.
Is that okay for YouTube, you think?
It should be all right.
Yeah, it should be fine.
Okay.
I mean, if the video itself is on YouTube, then it should be fine.
I mean, there's no nudity, I don't think.
She might get a little naked when she has 10 orgasms. But
I don't think she's attractive, so it doesn't matter.
It's fine. Hypnosis, 10 orgasms. Let's get Will put on a list even further. I think we should start counting down the days until we put Will on a list. Just because we've asked him to look up this crap. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. There's people posting videos of how to hypnotize your girlfriend to have an orgasm. What the flying fuck?
What in the literal flying fuck is going on right now?
I think it's that. Which one is this?
I think it's literally that one.
The one right here?
Like, no, that's not
no
it.
No way. That's just looks
like
porn.
Dude, this is for horny men. This is porn.
This is literal porn.
Why is my feed on this?
The internet is so fucking...
Dude, I don't think we should look up that video.
We should not watch this.
I feel like we should not watch this.
Yeah, no.
Let's not watch that.
This is unreal.
That is crazy, though, that that's actually happening. Because the power of suggestion is so fucking crazy to me, right?
Yeah.
You can if you get somebody in the right setting, you can make anybody do anything.
That's something I've been thinking about. People's like thoughts and what they decide to do can be influenced so easily depending on the setting. Isn't that strange?
Yeah.
Like
think about this. Power suggestion when it comes to like, all right, some dude's down on his luck, he's got no money. Loan shark comes up, says, "I got 10 grand in my pocket right now. You want it?" Power suggestion.
Yeah. What about when I think it can be as simple as like if you act like you want to date a girl and she gets turned off by that because she probably
I've often thought about
but
this.
Then
I
as
know
soon
exactly
as you
what
stop,
you're say.
As yeah. soon as you stop acting like you want her, then she wants you. But
then she wants you, but you're already like either giving up, taking
Is that the
whatever.
Same thing though?
Not well.
Is that just mind games? Because I don't think
that's kind of just like jealousy at that point. Because
I don't think it's jealousy. I think
what it boils down to is that in that case in particular, they expected your attention because you kept giving it to them.
Or maybe they already get it from so many other people that they expect you to also give it.
Exactly.
So when you give it, they're like, whatever.
They're like, wait a minute. Whoa, why'd you stop?
Yeah.
You know, is it because I said I see you more like a brother? I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
Oh, my God.
See what I'm talking about?
I've definitely been in that situation. But I mean, there's been times where
a million times
where like I tried to not be as interested, and then they just walked away anyways. And I'm like, well, fuck.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, I've done that before too, where I stopped acting so interested. Like, I would do the normal shit, like in the morning, hit her up, say, like, hey, how you doing? I hope you have a good day. Mm-hmm. But I'd leave it at that.
Yeah.
And same result.
Yeah, that's kind of strange. I always wonder, like, the difference between male and female psychology. Like, why is it that men are the ones that are supposed to... I mean, because nowadays we have equal rights, equal everything, but women still want to be chased after.
Well,
isn't that kind of strange?
Like, equality is ultimately a double-edged sword. It is. Because... All right, let's put this even more in perspective here. You know, labor intensive, like construction, building, that's a job that, you know, it's not that we don't say, hey, women, don't get involved. It's not that we don't do that.
They just don't do it.
They just don't do it. Now, I work at a lumberyard, and honestly, when I see a woman come in there and like, tell me her material list and all that stuff, I get a little impressed. I was going to say something else, but, you know, we'll keep it professional. You know, like, I'm impressed when a woman comes in there and knows what she wants. You know, as far as, like, building supplies, she knows what she needs. She knows that how to do it and all that.
She wants your wood.
She wants all the wood I can provide, all the pressure treated, all the yellow pine.
Yeah.
That Douglas fir.
What is the best kind of wood that you guys have?
The best kind?
Yeah.
Or the most expensive?
No, just the best. In your opinion, for like...
I mean, dude, best kind of wood is no wood. Best type of wood is composite.
Really? Is that true? You know anything about
well,
that?
Well, composite's not wood.
What is it?
Composite's composite.
Is it?
It's a wood and plastic like fusion.
Yeah, it's like a blend of materials.
Yeah,
oh.
Composite is a blend of materials.
Oh,
but like mostly plastic.
Interesting.
You know, but like when it comes to like decking and stuff like that, like, you know, wood decks, that's only if you're trying to keep it cheap.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're trying to keep it cheap, yeah, wood deck, $1,000. Easy.
All right. Answer my question that I asked. Do you have any pet peeves? I want to know.
Oh, the pet peeve thing. Yeah. I do.
Can I tell you mine?
Yeah.
This is very specific. It happens to me all the time. When I'm driving straight on the goddamn highway and someone's merging, you are the person merging. Do not get in my shit or make me move because you want to get on the highway. You wait your god fucking turn.
Oh my god.
You wait your fucking turn.
Bro,
and
I think
you
that
merge.
Every day.
Dude, people are retarded. They fucking will.
They are.
They'll try to merge and they'll like swerve you out of your lane. And you're like, dude, or me personally, I'm like, dude, I'll fucking kill us both
right
now.
I'm gonna come right out and say it. 60% of people, not just Americans, people don't deserve driver's driver licenses.
If someone does that,
60%. And that's being generous.
I always think like okay, they think they're hot shit and fuck me, right? So this is the type of crazy shit I'll do. I'll literally
this is how fucked up my mind is.
I'll let them pass me and then I'll fucking ride their ass for like
I do that
at least,
all the time.
At least like 3 miles.
All the time.
And I'll just make them think like, oh, there's like this guy's a psycho. Like this is crazy.
Oh no, and I'll be like I'm talking like
your punishment for almost fucking killing me because you want to merge on the highway like an idiot?
Is that you get to be the dipshit who gets his ass ridden?
Is that you're going to sit there and think that you're going to be murdered in 30 minutes? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
But I mean, fuck, man. Like you need to pay the price.
You do.
For driving like a dumbass.
I've often thought about, like, I've had this, like, little narrative in my head because I'm a psycho. I'm an absolute psychopath. But, like, I've often thought about, like, what if I was, like, Danny Phantom, like, type deal? Like, if someone cut me off in traffic, all I would do is go ghost mode. And then I'd just, like, show up in their car and just be like, you like to merge, bitch? And just, like, so you like merging, bitch?
Dude, Danny Phantom, shout out.
Just fucking swerve their wheel.
Wait, is that what you said? Did you say Danny Phantom?
Danny Phantom!
Dude, shout out Danny Phantom. That was, like, one of my favorite shows.
Can I catch him all because he's Danny Phantom?
Yeah, that was
one of the greatest shows ever. I ain't gonna lie to you. That was one of the greatest.
Ed Nettie was great.
Ed Nettie was fantastic.
Have you seen Meat Canyon's Ed Nettie?
Fuck yeah.
Can we play that? Is that possible? Will we get fucking Cuban. Will we get copyright for that?
That will be copyrighted. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Oh my god.
That would be copyrighted.
I think under the Fair Use Act you can provide commentary on videos. I think we can play it if we provide commentary.
Yeah. I think if you don't show the video, you're fine.
Yeah, but I see all these other people playing videos.
Let's just do it.
Yeah, if it's just the audio, it should
let's
be
just
fine.
Do it. I'll cut all that out.
You'll cut what out?
Or you can cut all this out where we're talking about like legality.
Well, I don't want to cut it out.
We'll just jump straight into the video. Is what I'm saying.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Just cut all.
Well, no, we can talk about the legality. We don't have to make any cuts. It's fine. We haven't said anything that bad yet.
Well, I'm just like, saying, just to like, you know, get to the point instead of, you know what I mean?
I kind of hinted at like, you know, murdering drivers.
But yeah, I mean, maybe a little bit, but you know what I mean? Which I'm about murdering drivers. I'm all on board with that.
Yeah, especially.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Especially if they're Asian.
The job. Dork,
don't put your trash on my door. You hear me?
25 cents.
25 cents.
What?
25 cents is all it takes, Kevin.
For what? Another one of your loser projects?
Dude, I always thought this was so fucked.
Just thank God.
Just thank God.
Have you ever wanted to see something so beautiful? So unattainable?
So serious.
Where's Johnny?
He's witnessing.
He's witnessing perfection.
What do you mean? Matter of fact, where is everyone today?
They are all a part of something far greater.
Far greater.
They have seen something so pure that their hearts can no longer turn back. And it's right.
his fucking, why does his eyeballs look like face. That?
Dude, he just looks like a
whatever, dork. Just take it and leave me alone.
A lot of ominous music this episode.
A lot of ominous music.
It's kind
of
putting me in the mood. But
there's Ed in the background.
I'm going to go home and watch Ancient Aliens after this.
Spooky season.
What?
What is that?
So fucked. This is so fucked.
Butter toast?
No.
Butter toast?
Do not touch my
Shall
horse.
We get a jawbreaker? No.
Wow.
Shall we get a jawbreaker?
That was something else. Yeah, I think under the Fair Use Act, we can comment
Sponge
on that.
Me, boy.
Sponge me, boy.
Only 25 cents to see God.
25 cents
to see God.
That's good stuff.
Sponge me, boy. Maybe a bit more of that.
Secret sauce.
Secret formula.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Secret formula.
Is that good? Did I satisfy you? You did, me boy, but...
Oh, no.
This empty dog wants more.
You've been practicing that. He looked at me right in my eyes that whole fucking time.
That was so good.
That was actually pretty good. Have you been practicing that?
Flavor.
Me and my brother, I'm not going to lie to you, we'll just like be at the house just like fucking around and we'll say meat canyon lines to each
Dude,
other.
I've showed so many people
You've
meat
got
canyon.
All the milk, don't you? Ooh, sweet, sweet calcium.
That's a good one.
I'm pretty sure I showed you Meat Canyon the first time.
You were. It was at Five Below when we worked together.
Yeah.
You showed me Meat Canyon for the first time. And the first one you showed to me, by the way, shouts out to Meat Canyon. That is one funny motherfucker. Papa Meat.
His channel is huge.
That's
now.
One funny motherfucker. I'd love to have him on the show, to be honest.
He's making like professional short films.
Oh, yeah. Isn't he part of Smiling Friends now or something?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Look up Smiling Friends. See sure. if he's a part of that. But yeah, like Meat Canyon, I remember seeing it was the SpongeBob one, I think.
Sponge me, boy. Sponge me, boy.
God, why are you so good at that?
Maybe a bit more of that secret formula.
Just look up Smiling Friends Meat Canyon, because I think... I'm like 90. See, that's what I'm saying. I'm like 90% sure this guy was drawn by Meat Canyon.
Yeah. He did. Because
I've seen. Yeah. See, I was seeing like all these like characters show up on their like trailers.
That's dead on his like animation style.
That's what I'm saying. There's like a few people in the show that's like dead on his animation style. That's why I'm like, is he like involved in this? Because I've never seen the show. I've been told to watch it like a million times. Apparently, it's super funny, but I've never seen it. Never seen it, but I've seen all the previews that looks like Meat Canyon is on it.
My TikTok is full of Smiling Friends right now.
Oh, for real?
My algorithm is blasted.
I think
I've
only
hilarious.
Seen like half an episode. Should I watch it?
I've got HBO Max. I could watch it. I just haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because all we do is watch South Park.
Did you like that whiskey?
I did.
It's very dry and earthy.
It's got a frog on it for some reason.
It does have a frog on it. That kind of turns me off, but like, you know, whatever.
I was like, whatever. Love him, frog man.
Dude, what if we started talking? What if we started turning into frogs?
That'd be weird as fuck, dude.
Dude, all right. If you were a frog man, would you try to fuck girls or would you try to fuck frogs?
Frogs. Immediately, no question. I want that frussy blood.
Oh no.
I want that frussy good blood.
Frog legs is now
frog leg and the bussy, bro. Yeah.
A fussy.
Yeah. Oh my God. A fussy. You hear me?
That's disgusting.
That's fucking stupid.
What's our time?
Yeah, we're right around like 50 minutes right now.
Do you want to wrap it up now? We're almost out of an hour.
Yeah, we could wrap it up right now.
All right. Unless you have anything you want to talk about.
Well,
we're at an hour with the intro video that you guys, or that video you guys wanted to do.
That's true.
Okay. Well, we'll cut all this stuff out, but like this dead air and stuff, but we could just be like, you know, basically recap that it's been a year, you know, real quick. Just talk about everything we're working on. You know, because these are going to be two separate things anyway. So, Well, everybody, I think that's going to do us over here for the Eagle Boys. Like I said, it's been great bringing you a full year of episodes. What are we at, 13 now? Well, season 2, episode 1. You know, I would say this would be season 2, episode 1.
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about, season 2. So we've got a whole lot of things planned going on. Like, we have the Patreon planned. For that,
we have a very special guest next week, maybe.
We do maybe have a very special guest next week. A very, very funny guest. Up in the air, but, you know, we might be having a very funny guest next week. Very excited for that. Just working on bringing you more stuff, you know. Like, on Patreon, you know, there's going to be... We're thinking we're going to have 2 tiers, different content per, you know, obviously, which we'll get to that later. But if you like the Eagle Boys, when it comes out, consider subscribing, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Please do.
We're going to do, you know, early access for Patreon users as well as tier 2. We're going to have exclusive stuff for you that you're not going to see anywhere else.
And maybe like a percentage off of merch.
Percentage off of merch. That is also something we've tossed around. Mm-hmm. You know, for, you know, discount on merch for life. We've been working on some merch mock-ups. Got some things coming your way.
Got a website coming.
Got a website coming. Got a website coming too. Like we said before, we're on Spotify now. Go ahead and follow us on Spotify. And of course, subscribe to us on YouTube. Our YouTube channel is definitely where we like to do the most. Because, mm-hmm. you know, video and audio. But Spotify is amazing. We're on Spotify now, as well as our iHeartRadio podcasts, Samsung podcasts, anywhere you get your podcasts, we're on that.
Yep.
Soon to be Apple podcast. Didn't forget about you Apple users, because obviously we both got freaking MacBooks here. You know, so we're Apple people.
Apple all the way.
Apple all the way. So sorry. I'm so sorry. No, you know what? No, I'm not.
You're not sorry. Neither
am I. I'm not sorry about shit.
People who use Samsungs are peasants and fools.
Peasants and fools. I actually saw a comedian one time that said, if you got an iPhone, you're racist and you know it.
You know? No, if you use any fucking phone, you support fucking child slavery. So.
Oh, you do. You do.
Anyway. There's no way around that one.
Well, anyway, thank you all so much again for tuning into the Eagle Boys. We're at 100 subscribers. We are at season two kicking off right now. And we're happy to be here, man. We're just happy to be here.
We are. We're making leaps and bounds and making progress, and we're sucking.
What did we used to say at the end of the episodes? Like, we're not gay.
We're not gay. And we're not trans. Everything is looking up. We're not gay. We're not trans. We're not retarded. I
totally forgot about that. Holy shit!
People have so many problems. We don't have MS.
We don't have MS. We don't have AIDS.
We don't have multi sclerosis. Is that a thing?
We don't have multiple personality disorder. I think. I'm not exactly sure about that one yet.
We don't have. Bipolar. We're not non-binary.
Right in the non-binary.
Yep.
That's funny.
And I would take it a step further, but I think I'm not going to.
You know, I had a thought the other day before we close out. I had a thought the other day that actually made me laugh really hard. Was you saw that Tesla rolled out those humanoid robots? You saw that?
Oh, it's coming, dude.
Who was the first person in that like audience that asked Elon Musk if you could fuck it?
Oh, someone asked that?
No, I wanted to know if somebody did.
I have no idea.
But I'm sure people were fighting their way to the stage to be able to ask Elon Musk personally, can you fuck it?
Probably not yet, but eventually you will be able to. They're just trying to break us into the idea of having a robot.
Or like somebody wanted him to demonstrate the polishing mechanism on it. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
Somebody wanted him to do that. I'm sure there was somebody trying to ask him that. You know there was some dirty-ass motherfucker out there that was thinking it.
I would never trust a robot with my penis.
Dude, that thing will rip it off.
Yeah, just fucking rip it off.
Oh, it will rip it the fuck off, dude.
You would have to
go. No remorse.
They can actually put your dick pack on you. Did you know that?
No, but I don't think I'd really want them to.
If you get it cut off, they can put it back on.
No, they won't get an opportunity to, because I'll probably just kill myself at that point. I ain't gonna lie to you.
You know, sometimes I have like a fear, like when I'm getting a blowjob. If I'm ever getting a blowjob, I'm like, she could just bite this thing off right now.
Like get lockjaw and just fucking bite the shit off.
Yeah, like what would I do? Would I would I like? Is it okay? Oh,
I'd punt her.
Is it okay to like knock someone out in that?
Oh, dude, event? I would like absolutely just fucking.
I mean, you know what I mean? Just to make sure, you'd have to knock them out and then open up the mouth and
but if they got,
retrieve it out.
But if they got lockjaw, then like you'd have to like fucking pry that shit open.
You'd probably like bleed out pretty quick.
So I imagine if you like punched them, it would lock it further. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
I don't know why. I feel like they would lock it further.
Yeah.
Also, I've thought about this. This is kind of funny. What if you were getting a head from an old lady and like her dentures like got caught on your dick?
I don't think it works like
that. You know, like a cartoon or something.
Oh, you mean it like came out like
yeah, like came out her mouth and it was just like locked onto your dick.
This is a horrible conversation.
It's a horrible conversation. Anyway, thank you all so much for subscribing. I know that really sealed in the deal that people were going to subscribe and watch our channel. I know that really sealed the fucking deal. Oh my God.
We're going
to
get so many subscribers now.
We're going to get so blocked and so shadow banned. It's unreal.
I've only had two drinks.
I've only had two as well. I'm fucked. Anyway. Oh my God. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for watching our shit show called The Eagle Boys. We appreciate every single one of you for watching, subscribing, and keeping in tune with our channel. And as always, we will see you in the next episode.
Peace.